State House Democrats have proposed a nearly $53 billion state budget for the next 2 years, and that spending plan will rely on new revenue, such as a capital gains tax. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins is covering the budget, and he joins me now live to talk about specifics. Austin, let's start with House Democrats' priorities. Where is this money directed?
Well, Kirsten, K-12 education is taking up the bulk of the spending. Perhaps not surprisingly, this is as the state continues to make payment on the McCleary school funding case. Mental health, higher education, including community colleges, early learning, and homelessness and housing services also get top billing in this House budget. In addition, there's money to address a backlog of untested rape kits at the state crime lab and to pay for prepaid postage for ballots for upcoming elections.
Well, last week, an updated revenue forecast was released, and it showed the state is expected to bring in an additional $4.5 billion through the next biennium as a result of our strong economy. And yet, House Dems are proposing the need for a tax package to fund their spending plan, including that capital gains tax. What's the rationale behind that?
House Democrats and Governor Jay Inslee before them are making the case that even though the state is benefiting from a good economy, that these additional revenues are not enough. In fact, yesterday, House Democrats said it will cost about $6 billion over the next 2 years just to maintain services at the current level and to continue to make good on the McCleary promise. They say to do anything more like invest extra dollars in the mental health system will require tax increases. In the words of the House Finance Chair, quote, "Unfortunately, the post-Great Recession economy has not produced enough revenue to fund our current needs."
So the House Democrats and the governor are in agreement about the need for new revenues, but their tax plan is slightly different than the governor's.
Yeah, similar but different. Like Inslee, House Democrats propose a new capital gains tax, what they're calling an extraordinary profits tax. It's a 9.9% tax on capital gains over $200,000 per married couple. Inslee's proposal would kick in at $50,000 of gains per couple, so a much lower level. House Democrats estimate that 14,000 households would pay their tax, so they're saying this is getting just the very upper end of incomes. They, like the governor, are also proposing an increase in the business and occupation tax for service businesses, but the House increase is more narrowly targeted on businesses that mostly employ people with post-secondary degrees, and the money raised, they would, in the House, dedicate it to higher education. Both the governor and the House also are proposing a graduated real estate excise tax. Right now, we have a flat tax rate.
Well, with all this tax talk, what's the reaction been from Republican lawmakers so far?
All along, they have pointed to the $4.5 billion in new revenues that are the result of the healthy economy. And they've said new and higher taxes aren't necessary. They've said that majority Democrats should be able to write a budget using existing resources and still pay for the state's priorities. Democrats counter that that just isn't realistic.
What are you expecting to see from the Senate Democrats' plan that's expected this week?
Well, if the governor was the high water mark back in December, proposing about $10 billion in new spending, and if the House Democrats came in this week or yesterday with about $8 billion in new spending, I think the Senate may come in perhaps a bit lower. That chamber, even though it's controlled by Democrats, has been described as more conservative than the House. I'm also hearing the Senate budget may not include a capital gains tax, which, if that ends up being the case, could be an interesting contrast. It could also lead to difficult budget negotiations between the House and Senate. There's even some talk around the Capitol of a possible special session.
I was just thinking that. That was going to be interesting to try to talk compromise, and I'm wondering if they'll get it done in the session time.
They have till April 28th.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live, as he does most Tuesdays at this time, on KNKX.